This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I want to spend some time on verse 13 and then wrap up with a couple of stories here. I love verse 13. We also thank God continually because when you received the word of God, you heard from us. You accepted it not as the word of men, but as it actually is, the word of God, which is at work in you who believe. Several things right there. It's important for you to realize that I have absolutely, positively no authority to speak to you about anything. Do you know that? I don't have any authority intrinsic on my own. I'm not an expert on anything. I don't claim to be an expert on anything. I'm not an expert on family life. I'm not an expert on theology. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not any of those things. But I believe I can speak with authority because of this book. Because I recognize that this is not from men. It is God's word, and I accept it for what it is. Knowing that when people hear it, things happen. I don't know if any of you have ever heard this before, but if there's any miracle in preaching, it's not in the delivery, it's in the reception. Do you get that? If there's a miracle in preaching, it's not in the delivery, but it's in the reception. What do I mean by that? If anything happens miraculously in preaching, and I do believe it does, it has nothing to do with the person standing up here delivering a message. It has to do with what the Holy Spirit does with those words when they hit the eardrum and enter the mind and enter the spirit of the person. God is at work in His Word, and that's why a 16-year-old boy could stand up here and speak with authority, not because intrinsically he has anything on his own, but because the word has power. Now, and I want to extrapolate that a little. That's why churches that never share this book and churches that don't believe in the power of the word of God, guess what? They have no power. They have no authority. They're simply a nice man or woman talking to nice people about nice things in a nice building. That's what church is in the United States of America, in a lot of places. A nice man or woman talking to nice people about nice things. But there's no power. I actually saw a sermon title this week that somebody was sharing in their city. It was out in California. In a church that didn't believe in the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ. And you know what the Easter sermon title was? Easter, a time for new flowers. That was on the billboard of the church. It's about flowers. No power. No belief in the resurrection. No belief in the power of the Word of God. And I laughed out loud when I read it, but the sad thing is it was true. Easter is a time for flowers was the title of a message because people don't believe that God's Word is what it is. Someone was at a U2 concert. We endured a bad reggae opening act, but once the dark-haired, sunglasses-wearing Bono took the stage with the band, I forgot all about the crowd and we're just enjoying the music with my friends. The great thing about U2 is that they've had so many hit songs, everybody knows their words, and that shows in their massive sing-alongs. What blew me away was a moment that I thought was coming. In hundreds of shows, Bono used to sing the spiritual Amazing Grace. And this night was no different. And this place felt like a church with thousands of voices singing Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. It was a civic arena that became a sanctuary. And I have this theory that it's because of the power of those words. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.